But if each of us is busy growing our gifts, how do we pull together? How do we nurture common goals? And how best to help our children? What practices should we show? How does a wild horse test her speed against her sister and brethren and manage not to cannibalize them at the same time, if not by respecting their freedom? As they so manage, so shall we. We need to trust our health and wholeness. And the happy curiosity and good fellowship that comes from it, our longing to further each other and our children. And we need to consider the significance of our constructed global interdependence. And we need to follow the children's model of openness, which is not childishness, quote unquote, but is profoundly right and true, built to last the species, help the species endure and thrive. Because the model of individualism with which we're all presented by virtue of the election of certain ones by power to celebrity status is so eye-centered, understandable when egos are so stressed by the requirements of class, it seems to prove the truth of Plato's analysis, his dim view of our hearts, in which a focus on the me negates the we. What we're presented with as models of bigness are not fully developing individualities, but rather of the celebration of egoism, which reinforces the ideology of rule, of its promulgated notion of leadership as the province of the few, unconscious service which we all at times manifest. And understanding how we manifest the state allows us to consciously choose whether we want our children and we to be subjects or free, freely developing individualities. So, how do we pull together? The more truthful question is, under conditions of generalized human leisure, why would we not? As the truth is that it is our nature to pull together. We want to pull together, which is why the state was able to tempt us to self-betrayal in the first place. As anyone growing his or her gifts depends on everyone growing their gifts. By way of illustration, let's take one of the more difficult examples for me of how we don't pull together, how we treat our children. Recently, I listened to a discussion on World Have Your Say of what is appropriate discipline for children. One of the guests had apparently written a book on getting children trained before age 2 or some such horror. The idea is to cut the terrible 2s off at the pass and never let them get through by intercepting signs of life and whacking it with a spoon. He was one of those never hit your child in anger, but hit them, guys, folks, unaware of their own deeply suppressed history of abandonment. And I kept hollering at the radio, why don't you talk about the underlying issue of obedience? But that would have called the question of the state, which power doesn't allow over the airwaves. Anyway, the point I'm getting to is this. Here's a circumstance in which this man and I could not pull together on this issue of how children ought to be treated. And these are the kinds of examples that we tend to think of when we fear that good fellowship can't become a concrete reality. Because we've thought through neither the implications of abundance nor the implications of our global structural, i.e. built into the infrastructure by which we reproduce our lives, interdependence, i.e. the infrastructure for global mutual aid already exists. What holds us back is our fear that good fellowship can't exist. But consider what rewritten terms of abundance means for the challenges that plague us. Recall that health is the captain of our ship, tells us the direction in which to go. Recall that what biases human energy is weight, numbers, i.e. the goal, which until now has been given to us. And recall finally that what causes the unhealth of the planet is our collective energy, directed by the statesman, applied to that unhealth. Okay, now back to our original example. Consider it with the changed circumstance being that we are all out of harness. We are all looking about us and coming together to create new villages and ways of helping each other. Because our fundamental interdependence will then no longer be hidden in market relationships, but created fresh by us authentically. The technology allowing absolute transparency in our social relations. Now, within this scenario, place our child haters. Place these living embodiments of the unhealth of the regime of class. Even should they all clump together in commiserating villages, clearly that mindset is opposed to life. It can never achieve bias, weight enough to make unhealth ever again set the terms by which we live. We have to step back and think from the vantage of the whole and trust that the earth is with us, with life. It is the health of the overall earth that we're concerning ourselves with, not controlling our brothers and sisters.